Hey there, piss freaks of Urine Nation. This is Tom Takar with some updates for you. First of all, you are listening to the live episode of Stand By Your Band Battle of the Bands that we did at Union Hall. It was a great time. It was part of the New York Comedy Festival. Just a little heads up before you get into this. We have a couple of little audio mishaps where we lost some little chunks, and you'll notice that it jumps. It maybe twice, I think, throughout the episode. We lost a little bit. Unfortunately, we paid someone to record this for us, and they fucked it up. But, you know, if you're someone who records audio in New York, please hit us up. We've had so much trouble recording this goddamn show, but it was a great time. I'm hoping that we didn't miss too many good moments because there was a lot of them, and it was truly, I'm going to say, a magical night, and we were celebrating afterwards that we got it on tape, because a lot of times when shows like this happen, nobody's there to record it, and this time we did get it, and I'm really happy to share it with you. If you're someone who hates my laugh, I apologize in advance because it's in this one a lot. All of our guests were killer. And they put in a lot of effort that I really appreciated and led to a great show. Thanks to everybody who came out. And huge thanks to everybody who puts in on our Patreon, because that allowed us to pay everybody and to get this thing recorded. We appreciate you guys a lot. And sorry for the hiatus. This was a pain in the ass to edit. And also, me and Tommy barely had time to be in the same room, unfortunately, for the last week. We've been busy boys. But we'll be back on schedule now. So thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoy the episode. Here you go. Thanks for coming out. I'm Tom Takar. This is Tommy McNamara, this beautiful son of a bitch. How are you?
They told us we could have any time slot we wanted. We said Tuesday, 10 p.m., election night, raining. That's what we want. That's all we'll take.
We said specifically around 10:17. That was what we wanted specifically. This is great, though. We're so happy you guys are here.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming out. We're excited.
Now, did you guys fill out brackets yet for this? If you didn't, we're going to know, and we're going to shame you like you didn't vote. It's going to be the same feeling. We should have given out stickers.
I filled out a bracket. It's a giant sticker. It goes across your waist. It's
yeah, if you haven't filled out a bracket for the tournament we're about to do, there's brackets right over there, as long as you get them to us before the actual battle here starts.
We have a really good prize for whoever gets the closest bracket to the win.
It's pretty crazy. We're not going to give it away just yet.
It's worth $100.
Yes, or $5.
Depends on how you look at it. I don't know what it is, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Tommy doesn't know what it is. I've kept it a big secret.
We keep a lot of secrets from each other as podcast co-hosts. That's part of the game. We do. So if you don't know the show, we talk about guilty pleasure bands. Do you guys have guilty pleasure bands? Can I hear some? What do you guys
yell
got?
Yell some out.
One Direction.
Oh, my God, that's
we got
one.
A Zane fan. That's the one reference I can say.
Anybody else? Liars!
I think we're the first people to ever play Sublime in Union Hall, so I'm pretty pumped about that. This is way too cool a room.
This was a real Trojan horse move, in that me and Tommy are both wearing condoms right
now. Yes, we
are.
Yep.
That's our ritual for the show. We put on condoms and do stand-up.
Yes, we do. Yep.
Did you guys have a good Halloween? Are you happy? I love this room. This is a very spooky room. Did you hear that this room is actually haunted?
I did not hear that.
That's why Tommy's always hearing those boos all the time in here.
Not the first time he's done that joke.
Won't be the last.
As long as you guys keep booing me.
That's right. I love ghosts. You believe in ghosts, Tommy?
I don't, no.
I'm a big ghost boy. My family's into ghosts. I feel like ghosts are a poor people thing, you know? Not like you 1%ers in your family.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, rich people have, like, skydiving and shit to scare them, but poor people have to be like, oh, maybe the air is scary, you know?
You do know that I go skydiving every week.
He does.
If you wear a sweater once, Tom starts calling you a one percenter. Something that I
collar with the collar.
I stole this shirt from my 18-year-old brother. So
nice. Oh, yeah. Wait, your barely legal brother?
Oh, gosh.
He sounds hot.
Oh no, this is off to a start of some kind.
We should say one of the reasons we started this podcast, Stand By Your Band, is that I love shitty music. Tommy's a little bit better with music taste than I am, I think. Would you not agree with that?
I think I would be an asshole if I said that was true, but it's true.
You 1%. No, back in my corn town, we didn't have pitchforks were what we used to bale the hay.
No. Stop clapping. You're encouraging him.
Brooklyn Vegan was something that we beat up after school.
How many Brooklyn Vegans were hanging out in Indiana?
Oh, more than you'd like to think.
That's true.
Yeah, but I like shitty music. I do. I'm a little bit of a music snob sometimes, but I like to piss off music snobs by whenever they're like, "Hey, what kind of music are you into?" I like to go, "I'm really particular. I'm really only into, you know, that Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow song." Picture the part of the song where Kid Rock is like, "I was off to drink you away," and it gets all echoey. That's the only kind of music I like.
That is objectively the best music. That's
pretty
ever
good. It's pretty good.
Oh my god, I have very embarrassing music stuff in my past though. Like I'm the kind of guy, I heard All Apologies by Nirvana and I was like, I need to learn how to play guitar. Like very sincerely, it was very embarrassing. The pool in my town wrote my mom a letter asking that I stop wearing my Kurt Cobain shirt every day one summer. So that's what I was like as a 13-year-old. That's a true story. You can ask Susie about it.
I'm going to be having a word with old Susie McNamara about
you
that.
You stay away.
She's a piss freak.
Don't ever say that again. Why would you use that?
She likes our... That's what we call our fans, Tommy.
Not when they're
You're
our
complicit
mothers.
In this.
No, I'm not. I've been against this bit from day one.
All right, well...
We like to go on stage, antagonize each other for about 4 minutes, yeah. And then introduce the show. But Tom made a, when I say we in regards to anything effort-wise with the show, it means Tom. We put together a PowerPoint just explaining what the show is going to be.
Yeah.
And it's this blue screen.
Yeah, this pretty much covers it. If you don't understand that, get the fuck out of here because you're a dumbass. Kevin, you want to set that up?
We have Kevin in the booth, everybody.
Give it up for Kevin. He's our tech boy. He's our little tech boy. Bitch.
It is not Chef Kevin from Hollywood Handbook.
We'll have you believe that. Here we go. So go to present over here, Kevin.
We asked that Kevin would start on this screen so we could go through Tom's tabs one by one.
I don't even know what YouPorn is. all right. So this is the guide to the live podcast because it's different from our regular one. Kevin, do you want to click that move along?
It's really cool how you got your silhouette on the screen.
It was hard to edit in. I've gotten really good at Photoshop. It's like an Alfred Hitchcock sort of thing.
It really
I do.
Is, yeah.
So you might be wondering, what the fuck is this stupid bullshit that I paid money to come see?
And, you might be thinking, why did I stay after the 8 p.m. show?
We put together a little live experience. We got some of our favorite comedians to come up. They're each going to battle each other, and then they're going to move on. It's like a tournament. You should have filled out a bracket, so you already understand that part.
But how it's going to work?
Yeah, if you haven't, there's still brackets out there. Just get them to us before we start here in about a couple minutes.
Just walk on stage at any
point. Just walk up here. Yeah. You're part of the show too, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, so each round we're going to have the comics do 2 minutes making fun of the band they're against or supporting their own band, and they're going to play a little clip of a song each time, and we're not going to judge them. Go ahead and click for the next slide. The way we're going to judge the first two rounds, me, Tommy, and our special guest judge will be judging based on basically enthusiasm, how fun their argument is. We can't judge it just based on the music, or else why do this? You know.
Doesn't
also,
how
good
we
question.
Judge how we judge seems like a bad hashtag that I would really hate.
Yeah, that's like a book. That's a book that's coming out soon. Like,
yeah.
How we judge, when we judge.
Raymond Carver.
Yeah, the final round of this tournament will be determined by you, the people. Just like our very democracy works, you know?
Yes, our very democracy.
Yeah, I think that that pretty much... I think that pretty much covers it, right?
I think it's time to bring out our special guest.
Ladies Judge. And
gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, Howie Judge herself. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, truly one of the best comedians, one of my favorite people in the world. Let's give a huge round of applause right now. I hope she's ready. Joe Firestone, everybody! She's ready! All right!
She's ready.
How you doing? Good to see you.
Thank you.
And she voted.
Oh, she
Look
filled
at
out
that.
A bracket. Oh, hell yeah. All right.
Joe, you take this. No, take that one.
Yeah, take that one. Okay. That's the good one.
Yeah, you don't need to hear us anymore. Joe, do you have any bands that you like that are embarrassing?
Yeah.
Nice. In your very playlist. What do you got? Well, what kind of stuff you grow up? What'd you grow up listening to?
Well, one time we had to bring in a CD to music class.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And I didn't know any music, so I just knew Mr. Jones by the County Crows.
Great Hell song. Yeah. Great song. But staple of the show.
I didn't want to be basic, so I just picked another song on the album.
Do you remember which one? On August and Everything After is the album, by the way.
It went...
I mean, what?
Okay, what is a song on that album that just goes on forever and doesn't have a build and doesn't really have Maybe a chorus?
Wait, Tommy's Act is on is on the what?
It might be Sullivan Street, you're thinking of? Can I say really quickly, we met Adam Duritz, Tom and
oh
I together.
Oh my God, I forgot we met Adam Duritz.
And he looks exactly the same. And I told him, I go, that album, it changed my life. He goes, okay, thanks. And then, he did not care at all. It was great. Wait,
I've had to do that when I had to stand up in front of a class. Like, I had to bring in a CD. And I brought in 50 Cent's Mini Men. And then I just had to stand and look at my class. And it's like, Mini Men, wish death on me. Lord, I don't cry no more. I just stared out at them. And then people didn't talk to me so much after that. But
wait, so it did it go very bad?
Yeah, it went. I think it was like a 6-minute song. It was really, it didn't feel good.
Oh, no.
Felt bad.
Yeah.
Well, this show is about feeling bad. And that's what we do. Oh, my God. What was the last concert you saw? Do you have any?
The last concert. I went to a Charlotte Union Pool.
Oh, beautiful Union Pool.
Yeah, that's no big deal.
The rival venue to here.
Yeah.
I went to the Enemy Sister Union Pool. You know, it's a Brooklyn venue.
It's pretty cool.
Can we play a 6-minute song from them, Kevin? Do you mind?
Kevin?
Kevin?
Kevin, listen to us. Somebody go hit Kevin. We need to talk about Kevin.
That is what, if no one gets a perfect bracket, we're going to bring Kevin on stage and beat the shit out of him. It's the rules of the show. It's the last show of the slideshow.
Are the judges allowed to fill out a bracket?
Yes, we would love to have you fill out a bracket. Wait,
that would be fucked up.
No, just Joe, not us.
Oh, okay.
We're dumb as hell.
But then she's going to be biased the whole tournament.
Well, you know who's totally biased? W. Kamau Bell.
That's true.
Thank you.
Look at you guys. Look at you guys are really friends. It
doesn't... I've always said it doesn't have to be funny if it's quick. That's what I've always said.
Wait, are you talking about my sex life?
Oh, no.
Dang.
Joe, if you want to leave the show at any point.
Yeah, that's okay.
It seems like you guys really have like a little...
Keep saying
like
little more of what we have.
Like, you guys have like kind of like a weighted blanket effect.
Ah, like comforting.
Yeah.
Is that what that does?
Yeah, for sure.
Like a burden?
Yeah.
No, like you guys we're gonna stay here.
And on that note, I think we should get this show going. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it up.
We're going to do... Oh, we're so excited. We have so many... Literally, we got, like, the best comedians, our favorite comedians. We're so excited to bring them out. And our first matchup is insanely good.
It's going to be so fun.
Can we sit down?
We sit down.
We shall sit.
Please don't say it like that.
This first matchup... Let's name the bands first. We have a matchup for the ages. We're talking Spice Girls.
Whoa.
Versus
Whoa.
Justin Bieber.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Huh? And representing Spice Girls, we have, from Guys We Fucked, Corinne Fisher! Woo! And on the side. All right, Kevin. You stand.
Wait, is Rosebud not on stage?
Let's bring Rosebud out here, too.
Rosebud Baker,
Rosebud
everybody!
Baker. That's better. Good call. Just stand right in. Just
try
right
and,
over here.
Yeah,
wherever
just
you
intimidate
want. Wherever you're comfortable.
Okay.
I thought there would be something to lean these against, but I guess apparently from the reactions, I'm the first person to ever do a poster board presentation.
That is true. That is true. We've never had a poster board.
I spent 2 days. I studied harder for this than I did for the SAT. And like, it sounds funny, but I cried 2 times. I was so moved by the articles I was reading.
Oh my God. I need to change my bracket.
Okay. All right, Corinne, do you want to start with your clip or do you want to start with your presentation?
There's a clip?
Yes, there's like a music.
No,
clip.
It's not like me doing a monologue. It's just the music.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I do have an intro, but how are we going to break up the time?
So let's start with that intro. Kevin, do you have that intro ready?
No. Go ahead. That's fine.
Oh, no, you have an intro
I'll
for this.
I'll take it from there. It's right, fine. Right. The cue cards are numbered, so don't you worry.
Joe, did you just fill out a bracket? Never mind.
It's all hurtful right. To hear that no one had faith in me, but that's fine. It's fine.
Yo,
okay, guys.
Kevin, you're doing great.
No, that's right. He did it right.
He did the right thing.
He did the right thing. So, yeah, guys, yeah. What song was that? Wannabe. Okay, great, guys. So predictable, perhaps, but more like historic. That's right. In 2014, 18 years after Wannabe came out, Time magazine reported that Wannabe is recognizable within 2.3 seconds, which is just what you just heard and what you just said, making it scientifically the catchiest song of all time, beating out stiff competitor Eye of the Tiger. Okay, that's...
Wow.
Thank you. Now I'll do my intro. Thanks for coming out, Brooklyn. I really appreciate it. I'm Corinne Fisher. I'm here to represent the Spice Girls tonight. I just want to run by a few quick credentials that I have. I am the creator of Wannabe Weekly, which is an e-zine dedicated to the Spice Girls that I did run from 1998 to 2003. None of this is made up. I have seen the Spice Girls live 3 times. 1 time the original tour without Jerry, then they came back for the reunion. I saw that 2 times, once in New Jersey, once in New York. I've also seen Justin Bieber live, so I can compare them. I own over $5,000 in Spice Girls merchandise. I've met 2 of the Spice Girls, Emma and Mel B, and I've also met Justin Bieber, and so I feel like I have an expert level to go on to compare the two. I also obviously I co-host an adult podcast about Justin Bieber with Rosebud, so I do like him too, but not as much as the Spice Girls. These are just some extra facts that you guys can go over, because I only have 2 minutes. But this is slander against Bieber. Rosebud loves animals. Pays close attention to the one on my left thigh. After meeting the Spice Girls, Nelson Mandela said, "These are my heroes. This is one of the greatest moments of my life." Justin Bieber said about himself, "I have a swagger coach that helps me and teaches me different swaggerific things to do." Okay. So I know what you're thinking. Obviously, both Justin Bieber and Spice Girls have similar fan bases, but they have much different messages for the young girls that they perform for. Justin Bieber is openly anti-choice. I know. Gasp, Brooklyn. The Spice Girls are feminist icons. They popularized girl power, which was added to the Oxford English Dictionary in 2001. In To Become One, they talk about safe sex. They pushed the progressive notion that women can exist in all forms, i.e. Sporty Spice. She was like, "I'm feminine, but in a way that's different from you. Suck it." And recently, you guys probably saw the Global Girls campaign, where they used Wannabe as a song to spread the message that it's important to have equal pay, education for all women, and to end child marriage, which is always a good idea. And then quick, this is a timeline of SNL hosting. You'll see... 1990s. I think that's a good, that's always a good barometer. In 1997, the Spice Girls performed on SNL. They wore black bands around their arms because Princess Diana had just died. 2013, Justin Bieber hosts SNL. 2015, Donald Trump hosts SNL. 2018, former SNL cast members answer Justin Bieber when asked who was the show's worst behaved host in history.
Time.
Corinne Fisher, everybody.
Corinne Fisher. Holy moly. What's that?
We play some of the song?
The rest of the song? The Wannabe song?
Jimmy?
Yeah, yeah. Play a little bit more of Wannabe. Is that right? Oh.
Nothing better than people just sitting on stage while Wannabe plays.
Perfect. All right, that was Corinne Fisher, and now for her competitor, representing Justin Bieber, one of the two co-hosts of Two Less Lonely Girls. Give it up for Rosebud Baker.
Thank you, Corinne, for making me stand out here.
Rosebud, do you want your song first, or do you want to do your argument first?
Let's switch it up. Let's do the song first.
Kevin, you got that song?
Yeah.
My man.
Nobody's bopping their heads. I hate all of you. Move your bodies. I know you feel it. I can see it in your eyes. You can feel it in your genitals. Move your fucking heads. I can't believe this. Bunch of joyless bots. That's what's happening right now. You're all denying your own joy. I mean, that was hurtful.
Oh, no.
Hurtful and rude. I know you all felt that. I do. First of all, Corinne brought a Paul Ryan healthcare poster board presentation because she knows in her heart, like Paul Ryan, that she was wrong. Okay? Corinne does host a Justin Bieber fan podcast with me called Two Less Lonely Girls. So this is fucking treasonous. All right? It is. I mean, if there's anything America has taught us, it's that you can't back two candidates at the same time. You can't. All right? So you can, I don't know, support me or this fucking flip-flopper. I don't... about the song, any song that begins with an old-school record scratch is a good fucking sign. That's a good omen. This song is a certified Bieber deep cut, all right? Comes from the album Believe, which also ended up being the name for his fans, Beliebers. He's been churning out sexy hits since before he was of legal age, and that's all we really need to know. We need a hot toddler, and America loves a hot toddler. All right? Second, yes, he is on PETA's most wanted list, but he was given millions of dollars by the time he was 12. So if you're not going to buy a monkey... I don't know. Who among us, when given millions of dollars under 13 years old, would not buy a monkey and leave it in Germany? I ask you. Fuck that monkey, too. I do love animals, but, like, fuck that monkey, all right? I don't give a shit about that monkey. All right, this is also Justin Bieber and Drake together before Drake was cool, all right? They don't have a video, but Drake actually did appear in the Baby video, so that was like way before Drake was cool. So in a way, Justin gave birth to Drake, so you're welcome for that, all right? They've been cool together forever. And technically, I feel that you couldn't have a better foreign collaboration. Unless you put like Alanis Morissette with a plate of poutine after a breakup. All right? That is
Time.
A beautiful comp. No!
You got one more?
I forgot! More. Okay, I forgot there was a time limit. Shit. Can I do one more?
Do one more.
Oh, God, I was taking my time. All right. Say you'll be mine. Say you'll be fine. Say we'll be together. Okay? Lyrically, this song. It replicates the thoughts of my dog, all right? They're simple on the surface, but they are deeper than any ocean. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. She got G like MC who likes it on an easy V, doesn't come for free. She's a real lady. And as for me, haha, you'll see. These lyrics literally don't mean anything.
They actually were revealed that it's about having sex on ecstasy.
Don't heckle me. That is fan bullshit.
No.
That is them making it up, all right? These are the fucking ramblings of a mental patient trying to rewrite the alphabet. That's it.
Rosebud Baker, everybody!
Holy moly.
Wow.
That was a tight
unbelievable
battle.
Both of you.
Oh, my God.
We're going to go to how we judge ourselves. Joe Firestone first. Joe, what do you think?
Oh, I don't want to go first.
I'll go first. Corinne. Corinne wins in my book.
What is your reasoning here?
I don't know why Rosebud's so mad at the monkey.
Yeah, that was weird. It seemed like you were team.
But Rosebud
you were passionate.
You guys were both amazing. It made me very happy. The hot toddler thing made me uncomfortable for a second.
Too close to home?
Corinne prepared more than anyone's ever prepared for anything
yes,
I've put on in my
true.
Entire life. So it made me very happy. So I go to Corinne. My go to Corinne is what I say.
Joe, do you want to go next or do you want me to?
Well, I agree. I didn't think the monkey needed so much aggression, but I also think that there was a level of aggression from both parties that I didn't really expect about the
That's
subject.
A lot of this show.
Right, right. No, I get it now, but...
The blankets are coming off, Joe.
Yeah, I know. It definitely is not a blanket show. And what did your poster say?
Which one?
You know, on the top, it just
this
said...
This is an SNL timeline, and this is Justin Bieber, pop star, or PETA's most wanted.
Yeah.
These are three animals that he took poor care of. There's
oh, my
four.
God, stop.
Can I just ask, do you have a printer at home, or did you have to go to the library?
She went to Kinko's, folks.
Okay, I mean, I gotta vote for Kinko's.
Jesus.
I gotta vote for Corinne.
Well, then that means that my vote doesn't matter, and therefore, I will give it to Corinne.
But wait, Rosebud. You do have a choice. We've thrown a new wrinkle into the show.
Oh, yeah. There's a big twist in this evening's events.
You have the option to what we call pull a Kevin Durant and join Corinne for the next round. Defending the Spice Girls with her, would you like to do that?
You will pull a heel turn. And
she's very prepared. Is it going to screw up your thing? I mean, what do you know about the Spice Girls? Literally nothing.
I could. Well, here's the other part of this wrinkle. Corinne does not get to have a say in whether you join.
It's your choice. Durant,
it's your choice.
Durant or Westbrook, what do you choose?
I'll stick around.
Yeah.
All right, Rosebud and Corinne,
Rosebud
everybody.
Corinne, they'll be back for some more.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Now, one of you said there's a twist, and one of you said there's a wrinkle, and I just want to know if if you meant the same thing or if there's also a wrinkle.
What is a twist but an aggressive wrinkle?
Ladies and gentlemen, our next matchup I'm so excited about. We have, again, two truly incredible comedians, so we're going to bring them both at the same time. They definitely don't know that they're next, so let's see if
they're... Is that right? I didn't tell them.
So. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Josh Gondelman and Joe Zimmerman, everybody!
Oh, sorry, boys. Wow. One of them much more ready
right.
to be up here.
Well, Josh, since you were first to stage, you get to go first.
Okay, and great. I'm happy to go first.
Josh will be defending Hootie and the Blowfish. Would you like to hear song or speech first?
Let's go song first.
Song first. Hootie and the Blowfish, Kevin.
Also, I love any show where the entire audience is in the back half of the room.
Don't Holy say that. Shit. We're recording.
We're filming it, too.
I think the people who are listening should know.
Aren't you supposed to be nice?
I am nice, but I'm also real. I'm also drunk.
Like the Spice Girls.
I'm ready whenever Kevin is to hear Hootie and the Blowfish. So this is Hold My Hand by Hootie and the Blowfish, but you fucking know that. Because you're human beings who have lived on Earth and have hearts and souls.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the rest. With a little peace and some harmony,
damn,
we'll take the world together, we'll take it by the hand. 'Cause I got a hand.
No, don't cut it out before the best part. Oh shit, there's another verse before the real chorus. You know what? That was my fault. I should have specified. Okay, you guys all know the chorus of the song Hold My Hand goes, hold my hand, right? That's what's important. You just need to know those three words. That's kind of the best thing about Hootie and the Blowfish is the songs barely have notes. And I think like anybody can sing them because they just sound like talking, but with like 15% more soul. That's important. Hootie and the Blowfish, here's the thing. Every band you're going to hear tonight, they suck real bad. And Hootie and the Blowfish is the only one that knows they suck. And I know that to be true because they name themselves Hootie and the Blowfish. And that's not a band you name yourself if you think you're going to be a success. You call yourself like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, not Hootie and the Blowfish. But they did. They called themselves Hootie and the Blowfish, and they sold like 16 million copies of their first album because it was in the 90s and people were just buying whatever. And they're awesome. They were my first concert. I was 10 years old, and I was deeply moved. But that's not important. What's important is they're so earnest. They have a song called Hold My Hand. That's like Beach Boys level earnest shit, right? Beach Boys were like, wouldn't it be nice if we were married? Hootie and the Blowfish is like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's take this a little slower than a bunch of guys in the 50s. Just hold my hand and then we'll see how it goes. And I think that's great. Nowadays, if people wrote that song with this melody, it would just be called Suck My Dick. Want you to suck my dick, yeah. Right? But they didn't. They were earnest. They were sweet. They were sincere. The Spin Doctors suck so bad. They suck so bad. Their name is the Spin Doctors, which is like 90s irony cool, but they sound like if Zach Morris's shirts from Saved by the Bell were a band. They're so bad. They're so dated. Their songs, what are the songs? You're like, Princes, Princes. They all suck. I don't know what song Joe's going to play, whether it's one of their two songs that anybody knows, sort of, or whether it's going to be one of the deep cuts, which is what I want to put on my arms when I hear the Spin Doctors. Oh! Bow, bow, bow! But whatever it is, Hootie and the Blowfish, sincere, Spin Doctors, 90, irony, garbage, and that's all I have to say about that.
Josh Gondelman, everybody! Perfect.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, now, Joe, what are you going to do, song or speech first?
Thank you, Joe. I wasn't expecting so much hostility from Josh. I will say Hootie and the Blowfish is not the only band that knows they suck. The Spin Doctors also know they suck. I'm still in it. Let's play one of the only songs that anybody knows by the Spin Doctors. And it's a good one. Check out that slow drum beat so that you can really hear the lyrics. When they hit you. One, two, princes kneel before you. That's what I said, yeah. This was bad karaoke song, I'll be honest. Keep it rolling. No, keep it going.
Kevin's got attitude now.
We're not getting to the hook of either.
All right, everybody, Joe Zimmerman. Let's give him a round of applause.
Joe Zimmerman.
Okay, yeah. So I did hear the beginning of Letter Cry, and I was immediately like, I did lose. But Spin Doctors, I have to say, first concert also... they followed Gin Blossoms well. Gin Blossoms went up, crushed it, and then Spin Doctors were like, we're going to one-up Gin Blossoms.
I really didn't know those were two different bands.
Ooh, the Gin Doctors. Good. Yeah.
The Spin Doctors were not an ironically named band. They named their band when they were 19, when they were still idiots and didn't understand irony. Two Princes is about a woman deciding. It's about a woman buying his meal. They're very female positive. Every Hootie and the Blowfish song is about a woman crying and how you have to hold a woman's hand. If Hootie and the Blowfish are so good, why did Darius Rucker quit to do country? had more Hootie Zings. But they're not coming to me. I thought Darius Rucker's name was Hootie for 7 years. That is just true. I love Spin Doctors so much. When their album came out, Pocketful of Kryptonite, 1993, my dad's a huge Bob Dylan fan. I was like, Spin Doctors, this will be my Bob Dylan. I'm going to follow them album to album to album. Their next album featured a song called Biscuit Head, about a man whose head looked like a biscuit. And I stuck with them for one more album after that.
That's time. Do you have one more? You seemed like you had one on the list.
No, I nailed my time.
Joe, everybody. Joe. All right.
I don't know. There was that moment when you said, I have more. And that's not usually a thing you say in the middle of a set.
Tom, you start
this
one.
Well, I had like two more hoodies in, and they weren't coming to me.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to Josh on this one. I love both of you.
Joe?
I just wish there were more hoodie zings. And, I mean, I just, if I had some critique, I'd say more hoodie zings. I'd ask for more hoodie zings. I wish I would set my alarm with a hoodie zing. Good morning, it's a hoodie zing. But you did teach me that word, and so I will vote for you, Joe.
Oh, wow.
Hootie and the Blowfish, most likely band to be heard in a grocery store. Hootie zing.
Hootie zing, hootie zing. Oh,
Spin Doctors, most likely band to be last cut from a grocery store playlist.
Hootie zing, hootie zing. It works both ways.
All right, I love both you guys. I think you both did great. I think I have to go. I think Josh's singing made me happier than Joe's singing. And so that is the very real thing I will use to determine.
That feels more insulting than just saying he likes the Zeppelin.
I'm going to go with Josh, but just so you guys know, Josh wins this round, but there is a wrinkle.
There's a little twist in this round.
A twisty wrinkle.
Wait, what could the twist be?
You've heard of Kevin Durant.
The basketball gentleman?
Joe, would you like to pull a Kevin Durant and defend Hootie with Josh next round?
You're saying Josh Gondelman is the Steph Curry of Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's right.
Yes.
I've always thought of myself that way.
I will support Josh.
All right.
Oh, he's stepping
what
into
a,
the
what
wrinkle.
An exciting wrinkle.
Joe and Josh, everybody.
Joe and Josh, what a matchup for the ages. Holy moly,
that was great. Yeah, that was great.
What is a biscuit head again? Did we
it's the worst
out?
Song you'll ever hear. Don't look it up. All right, we're going to keep this moving because this is the point where we ask people to clap too many times. So let's bring up our next matchup.
Our next matchup is...
The only romantic matchup.
Yes, a battle of the roses? Is that what you call it?
Sure.
I don't think that's a thing. Let's give it up for Caitlin Cook and Sean Patton.
All right, yes. Caitlin first to stage. Caitlin
she
Cook.
She will be defending T-Pain.
Do you want song first or speech first?
Well, I kind of have two songs. Do you have the studio version?
I didn't give him both because it was too complicated.
Oh, shit. Do you have
I gave the tiny desk, yeah.
Yes, okay. We all know the song anyway. Shawty Snap, Buy You a Drink.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Brilliant song by the wonderful Timothy Payne, you know? his actual name is Fahim Rashad Najam, so T-Payne, good choice. You know, he gets shit on a lot for overuse of autotune and very oversized top hats. A lot of people think he can't sing. That's why he overused autotune. And then Kanye used it, and people are like, oh, my God, so innovative. Kanye can't sing. T-Pain can sing. I kind of want to use my song to round out this argument, so let me shit on Tool for a little bit.
Sean's defending Tool. We should have said that before. Yes.
So I just briefly Googled, why do people hate Tool? The first thing that popped up was a Reddit post. So first of all, bad sign all around. The title of this post is, what is this but my reflection? I won't put this much pain on you, so I'll just read a little snippet. Songs, better framed as contemplative devices mirroring back to the human, subhuman, and superhuman bits of spiraling dynamism that we call life, all to be embraced and set aside. Ugh, you know. I would vomit more if I didn't have some whiskey in me. So, T-Pain, some people think he can't sing. Let's just play this clip and round it out. Play it as long as you can for the rest of my time.
Oh, oh no.
If you haven't seen this Tiny Desk concert, this is just him and a keyboard. No, keep playing. No.
Don't count this against her.
Hey, Google. Good morning.
Hey, girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink and an album T-Pain. You know me. Convict music, Nebby Bowie.
I think we can prove that T-Pain doesn't use auto-tune. Auto-tune uses T-Pain.
Back to the crib. Show you how I live. Let's get drunk and forget what we did. I'm buying you a train.
Damn.
I'ma take it home with me. Money in the bank. Oh, I'll be in the grave.
I've never seen an artist cover himself.
Time.
Caitlin Cook, Caitlin everybody. Cook. And now.
Let's hear from
Sean Patton
about Tool.
First and foremost, who can't fucking sing? Am I right? That's it. I'm Sean Patton, gonna have a drink. I got some money in the bank, so I think gonna take you home. Yes, I will. Everybody knows if you got a headache, take a pill, and it'll go. It's gone on. It ain't there no more. Oh, ibupro.
Mr. Sony, you know that new sound you were looking for?
Exactly. Thank you.
Listen to this.
So, take your tiny desk concert and, you know, make it a large filing cabinet event because of boo. All right, secondly.
That was your first point?
Yes, that was, yes. Thank you, Joe, yes. Secondly, Tom said earlier, defending Tool, a lot of you looked at what's there to defend. I know. Would you mind giving me a little Tool? Give me a little bit right here. Come on. Now listen to that. That's like a heartbeat. You hear that? It's the heart. It's the blood pumping through the heart. It's life. Life being, you know, it's, oh, God. That's it? Motherfucking Google ads.
You guys are the only ones who gave us YouTube videos, so...
Well, there's a good thing right there. Okay, first thing to defend. Tool you cannot find on Spotify or iTunes or any of that because they're yeah. Wait, what?
Why did you have to look at your phone to say Spotify?
I forgot what it was. I wanted to look at the app. I forgot Spotify and Pandora. And also, they're too good for that bullshit, first of all. Secondly, Tool, if you don't know, invented DMT, right? Not the drug, but the actual chemical that is pumped into your brain when you die. That feeling you get comes from listening to a Tool song. Secondly, I've got a list of events that happened in 1987. I'm sorry, that was, no, 1997. Me listening to Tool realized music could be good, people could be friendly, and life did not have to be divided up into categories and people judged by who they were. In 2016, a young man listening to T-Pain decided to upper tank a church for the first time. All right? That's a fact. I'm looking at this is on facts.net. You can look it up as well.
Facts.net, don't facts care about net. Your feelings.net.
Exactly. In 2001, young man, me, heard the song... heard the album Lateralis for the first time, Tool, and realized that, you know what, maybe I am bisexual. right? So I grabbed a guy's dick for the first, and it turns out I wasn't bisexual. I was just really feeling a moment where I just wanted to connect on a level I had yet to connect on with another human being, right? That was weird. But it opened me up, and now I'm a better person because of it, because of that album.
Time.
No, I don't know what. 2014, a guy listening to T-Pain tries to bite his own dick off and films it, doesn't actually bite his dick off, but it goes viral. He loses his job, and two of his kids are now homeless. Anyway, so there you go.
That's what we had to wait for.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it was, you know, facts.net, it's a search engine.
Joe, it's your turn to go first.
Well, I mean, that timeline was really chronological. And I honestly, this is the thing about this. You know, sometimes you think, wow, that person... and that's how I felt about T-Pain. I'm giving it to T-Pain.
Okay, all right. I wanna say really fast. I looked up, so because we looked on YouTube for the songs that you guys picked, the comments for T-Pain were very pleasant. The comments for the Tool song, the first one was like, "This is a song dedicated to SJWs and feminazis." So that should.
What's
play that
shit? Oh, social justice warriors.
Yeah. And then.
I mean, have we all looked at comments under our own stand up and been
that's
like,
true. Yeah,
that's
true.
Definitely wrong.
It says the exact same thing. I'm gonna go with John Patton's Tool this time because I loved his singing voice. He made a good point. Wow. Anybody can sing.
Thank you, Tom. Wait, Caitlin, can we harmonize real quick?
Listen to Sean try and harmonize.
All right.
Why don't you get that now?
Was that good?
Yes. That was great.
Yeah, that was good.
Tone deaf.
Wait, do it again. Am I good at this?
Come on. Am I good?
Can I harmonize?
That was terrible.
Okay, first Tommy. Of all, you know who had a tiny desk was the boss baby.
That's true. That is true.
Thank you.
That's a good point.
Second of all,
Tommy, that thing happened a while ago.
So did this other riff. Second of all, you played a Tool song that's in like 5/4 time and said that's your heartbeat and you need to see a doctor if that is how your heart feels.
Yeah. You are. Cholesterol is real high. Hypertension.
Love both of you. And I'm going to say, I think that Tiny Desk thing really swayed me because I didn't know he could sing that well. So I have to give it to Caitlin.
All right.
But
that's big.
There is a twinkle.
A little wrist.
Sean, would you like to stay on with Caitlin and defend T-Pain in the next round?
You know, truth is, I like T-Pain a lot.
Hell yeah.
All right.
This worked out well.
All right, Durant.
All right. I'm in.
We have one more first-round matchup. Let's bring it up. You may know them from the Knitting Factory.
Yas Queen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Yas Queens themselves. Clark Jones and Kenny DeForest, everybody!
And
what's up,
buddy?
One of our most anticipated matchups, Coldplay versus Dave Matthews Band. Going first, defending Coldplay. Clark, do you want to hear the song first or do you want to talk first?
I'll do a mixture of both.
All right. Take it away. Just yell at Kevin.
Sounds confusing.
You know what? First of all, so you're sounds familiar with my Kevin. Stand-up. It's a lot of, why the fuck is he doing that? It's a lot of that. First of all, I feel unfair even defending Chris Martin amongst you judges when one of the judges actually dresses like Chris Martin. If he look at a picture of Chris Martin in 2001, he's wearing that exact same outfit, Tom Takara. Trust me on this.
Always good to use a reference where you need a picture from 2001.
Yeah. I'm older than everybody. My favorite Coldplay song is Viva La Vida. Because I grew up in Chicago off, it was called Ghetto House Music, right? And there's a song called Bounce and Break Your Back that has the same RPMs as Viva La Vida, so it's a very important cross reference. So I'll play a little bit of it.
Oh, we have the songs. Oh, you're
you
have that.
You don't have Bounce and Break Your Back.
All right.
Not with that shirt. Yeah, you got Bounce and Break Your Back.
Yeah, I have the music you sent to me, Clark.
Why are you being so defensive?
Dun, 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 dun,
wait, 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 wait. All right. Now I'm going to sing along with it. Now play Viva La Vida. Bounce and break your back. You brought so hard you break your back, girl. Bounce and break your back. Bounce and break your back. Bounce and break your back. You bounce so hard you break your back, girl. But that's it. That's it, man. Coldplay is for everybody. Cut it. That's all I have to say
Clark
about that.
Clark Jones, everybody.
All right, Clark Jones.
Yeah, wow. And now?
First of all, I got to say, I'm shocked to see Clark in favor of white artists stealing black music. That is, that was a real curveball that I did not expect. I am now defending Bounce and Break Your Back as the greatest song of all time. No one holds a candle to that. That was great.
So, Kenny, you are here to defend Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, and I want to make... Here's more what I'm defending as well. We all like Dave Matthews Band. I already know that. Everybody likes Dave Matthews Band, but at some point, we all decided we wanted to be cool. So we all started pretending they're bad. And I don't know. It happened sometime around 1999 where really what we don't like is who really likes Dave Matthews Band, which is bros. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, grow up. Sometimes music is so good, bad people like it, you know? And you just have to have enough backbone to just like what you like. It took me a while, you know? I had to hit, like, 30 years old before I was like, you know what? Maybe this group of virtuoso musicians is actually good at this. I don't know. I'm really tired of pretending. But we can play the song just to prove my point. And
yeah,
also,
Kevin,
they ask you, where do you want to start the song? That's what they ask you. And I want you to know that every song I've submitted will just start from the beginning, because that's where every great song starts. And
all right, Sound of Music.
Perfect riff.
And also, speaking of dress, the judges are all dressed like anyone at a Dave Matthews Band concert, because it's literally all of us. Everybody goes. Everyone here is represented. You as well. Listen to this. Just my cousin got me into Dave Matthews Band. I remember being in high school, and she turned this on. And I think it was her subtle way of being like, smoke weed. And I was like, I will. Come on, right? You just get the finger guns going? That's just, how could you hate a band that brings this out in you? This is like essential music to gather all white people in Birkenstocks together and keep us clumped together in the woods where we're manageable. That's where you want us. You just turn on the Dave. It attracts all the white people in Teva sandals into a group where you can keep an eye on us. This is good for all of society. This official, Crash Into Me is the official song of the Blue Wave. So a vote for Clark.
Wait, that's
is a vote
cheating.
For
you can't do that.
That blue wave cheating. Crashing, baby.
That is cheating.
How you gonna pander in his basement, man? That's fucked up.
Blue basement. All right.
In this sacred space of a basement.
In this very blue basement.
I'll go first. Both love you both. Wait,
is this the end? Like, I thought
we're about to judge.
We're about to, the whole thing?
Just you two.
Yeah.
I'm talking like after y'all judge, then one of us loses?
Yeah. But
there might be a twist.
Can we?
There might be a
twist. You each get one more thing to say since you didn't know.
All right.
How does he not know? We've done the show for an hour.
That's a great question.
I don't get no reception down here. I didn't know what was happening.
What do you mean reception to watch a show?
No, I'm connected to the Wi-Fi only, man. I need constant streaming to pay attention. I'm a millennial.
Final thoughts, Clark.
I challenge Kenny to a name off for each band member.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Unprecedented twist. Wow. All right, back and forth. You each name one until whoever loses, so we don't have to judge and the show moves quicker.
Okay, cool. Dave Matthews.
interesting start.
I should have thought about this more.
Yeah, this was your idea. There's so many more for him.
I'm not a long-term... Chris Martin!
Now, at this point, there is a fiddle player, and I can't remember his name, but... Here's what is important. Was kicked out of the band for sexual harassment, which is a final point that I'd like to make, is they actually kick people out of their band for sexual harassment, which makes them great people. I don't know any
other
names.
What are you saying about Coldplay?
Yeah, Coldplay. Yeah.
Can't Dave and Matthews count for two?
Oh, okay. I see who the mole is in this motherfucker. Because y'all both from Missouri. I see what the fuck. Y'all didn't know that. Will Champion.
What?
Also, Tommy's from Chicago, so you even...
Yeah, he's from Missouri.
Don't point at me.
I'm just like that dude from Dave Matthews Band. I'm sorry. Will Champion, Chris Martin. I know a third one. It's Guy Berryman.
From Never Been Kissed?
We can all agree on that, right?
Guy Berryman.
The man version of Never
Been
Kissed.
And the fourth one is Johnny...
Tsunami.
Johnny something, okay. But I can sing in my place.
Okay, yeah. Well, we've got Steve Guitarman. we've got Timmy.
All right, everybody,
Timmy
Clark
Basement.
And Kenny.
Clark and Kenny.
Kenny, do you want to stay on with Clark? Clark moves on. Do you want to stay on with him?
Yeah, sure.
All right. That's the end of round one, everybody.
Round
Thank you guys
one.
So much. All right, in between round one and round two, round one and round two, I'm Elmer Fudd, and I'm excited to be here. We... are going to have a quick stand-up set from one of our favorite comedians. He's in town from L.A. I truly love this man. He has a show here on Saturday called
Yes.
Never Seen It that I will be at.
And
so you.
He's also doing Bo Straddle.
Bo Straddle, but yes, I won't Thursday. Be on it, so don't come. And ladies and gentlemen, huge round of applause to our friend Kyle Ayers, everybody! Wow, everybody. Who would have thought we'd make it to round two? We have two great matchups, and then we got the finals. I'm so excited. Our first matchup is going to be incredible. It is going to be Coldplay versus Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yes.
Get on stage, everybody.
We have Clark representing Coldplay, and we have now power duo Joe and Josh representing Hootie.
Clark, why don't you go
Clark,
first?
Clark, you lost your man. Go first.
Clark, everybody.
Do you want to play some of your song first?
I thought I had a white man on my side. I don't know what happened.
If Kenny comes in, he can join at any moment.
Yeah, like wrestling. All right. What am I doing now?
In my place.
Still defending Coldplay.
Talking Coldplay or hating Hootie.
This show has been 3 hours at this point. All right, let's
not
go.
True.
You've been here for 20 minutes.
My Wi-Fi. All right. In my place. You know what? Shut up. I'm agreeing with the opposition now.
Is that millennial Borat?
Yeah, my Wi-Fi.
My Wi-Fi.
No. Oh, my God. I don't even want them to sing it because Coldplay makes music that you feel like you can sing just as well.
You made me cue up the part of the song.
I didn't make you
wanted.
Do a damn thing, Coldplay shirt. Let me ask the audience. Audience, have you ever gone through a tough breakup and needed that one song to make you keep thinking about that shit over and over again? That song is In My Place by Coldplay.
Hell
it's
yeah.
not going yeah. by NSYNC. It's it's in my I'll do it. I'll just do the part that I like. So please, please, please come on and sing to me. It's plead, yeah, come on and sing it out now.
So Sean was wrong.
Come on and sing to me. It's a plea, yeah.
Clark Jones, everybody.
Clark Jones, thank you.
All right, let's hear the Hootie
let's
talk.
Let's hear the Hootie boys.
Hootie zings.
Just as a supporter on this round, I want to say I know Coldplay pretty well. I love them, and I didn't know what song that was. I have no idea.
I'm so mad.
You can't
I love
use
that
comedy.
Song.
You can't use roast.
That's the whole point.
If it eases off of pain, let her go.
See, here's the thing. You know what song I was singing. That's part of it. I did have the intro. Hootie and the Blowfish bridged gaps, right? They had their lead singer was black, and they're singing the whitest music imaginable. They're reverse Eminem. That's incredible. So here's that's a breakup song, right? In My Place by Coldplay, that's a song about being at home. That's nothing. Just like, in my place, I'm at my apartment.
It's about being the mature one, Josh. Get used to it.
Being a mature one, that's a cool topic for a song.
Yeah, yeah, it's different.
The song by Pearl Jam is called Better Man, not I'm the Bigger Man.
God damn it, your wit.
Shit amazing.
Damn it. Y'all didn't say we had to be funny, man. I don't like this. That email Tom sent didn't say shit about quips.
Sound like a Trump supporter, all this. Emails.
Can I at least set up I got an album out so I don't walk away with nothing?
Clark's yes. got an album out. It's really great. Clark's really funny.
Fuck you!
Kenny, any words? Any words before we judge?
Please, use all your privilege.
Clark Jones' album gets good before Hootie and the Blowfish songs get good, so that's one thing.
Oh, that's nice!
Wow.
Also, to double down on a Joe Zimmerman point earlier, it is a lot about women crying, and that song is literally just, yeah, fucking let her.
Okay, look. Oh, wow, Dave Matthews.
I just want to point that out.
Dave Matthews Band and Coldplay teaming up. That's the reason why Ted Cruz won again. So.
All right, judging time.
Darius Rucker sings country music.
Okay, I think we're going to go. Joe, do you mind going first?
Of course.
Of course you mind?
Yes. I'll go first. Sure. Clark's intensity is at 100.
Yeah.
Why do you still have the mic?
I can't get up. No, I'm always ready to talk, man. This is how I talk. This is me whispering.
You mean the guy in the silk tiger hat is excited?
Yeah, this is my hush tones. All right, I'm gonna believe women know. Well, keep going, Joe. Pandering to vote.
No, that's not pandering. That's not
talking over.
Define okay. pandering, please.
All right,
Joe, go on.
It's when you're a panda. Yeah. Clark, I don't understand. What are you doing?
I'm amplifying your voice so we can break the glass ceiling. Go. Talk up so we can break through that bitch.
Oh, you want me to talk up?
Yeah, break through this basement so we can play bocce. Go ahead.
as much as I want to break through this basement so I can play bocce, I truly don't think I'll sleep for hours if I hear another argument for Coldplay.
Okay. No, that's fair. That is fair. I must say. Lollipop be damned.
I love all four of you. Love all four of you. I got to say.
Fucking politician.
I love Josh's singing so much that it is swaying me in every round. And also, Clark, there was no email.
Tommy, I hate to break it to you, but Tom's been leaving you off the emails, man. I know your face y'all are partners, but go ahead.
There was no email.
I emailed you.
You emailed me.
Yeah, that's true. And there was still no rules about roasting. I didn't say anything about roasting in that email.
That says
you could have replied. Oh. You did. You just said cool, and that was it. You could have texted that.
Clark, it's Tuesday.
I know. It's Wednesday at this point.
No, not yet. Not quite yet.
Show is 2 days long already.
It's not Wednesday.
Yeah. Josh and Joe move on.
All right. And now.
Keep going for Clark.
Yes. Wait, there's been a twist.
There's a twist.
You guys get Clark and Kenny.
Oh, no.
We didn't think about this
before. We did not talk about that. That was not in the email.
This is out of control. All right.
Three white guys and one black guy. That's Hootie and the Blowfish, baby.
Oh, shit. That is a perfect rip.
Holy shit.
All right. And now for our second semifinal matchup, Corinne, Rosebud, Sean, Caitlin. Bring them out, everybody.
We've got T-Pain versus the Spice Girls. All right. First up. She's closest to the mic. I say we give it to T-Pain.
Why are you standing over there?
I just wanted to create more of like a unity.
Don't switch teams on me.
I'm not.
All right.
No, you hold that.
T-Pain. Timothy Payne. Yeah, I could have chosen some of his bangers like... Holy shit, why? Okay. Like, I'm in love with a stripper. Or, can't believe it, 5 o'clock, I'm sprung. Which sounds like it's about an erection, but really it's about his love for this woman. By the way, he's been married since 2003. That's before he released his first album in 2005. And the point I want to make here, I could have chosen these bangers, but T-Pain, unlike many other rappers, has a great sense of humor. First of all, he names his children, I just found this out right before I got on stage, Lyric, spelled with a Q, Cadence, spelled K-A-Y-D-N-Z. That took me a while to figure out. And also Music, spelled with a Z and a Q. So the song that I have chosen is actually a little bit of a feature verse in I'm on a Boat with Lonely Island. Can we play that right now? Oh no, this is the beginning. You gotta go to the end. I mean, really, he just jumps in at the end of like the last word of everything that anybody says, so. Are we not jumping? That's fine. We all know that we're on a boat because of T-Pain. Hold on. That's... No. Oh. Here we go. All right. Who else can say that they fucked a mermaid in here?
The guy from Shape of Water? The girl from Shape
no,
of Water.
Fuck!
Girl,
you fucking idiot.
Not a perfect
rip. Cancel the show. It's not perfect.
And before we move on, wait, I just want to say I've talked to my friends at facts.net. I got another email. Here's some facts. Hey, Sporty Spice... is actually T-Pain after she washes off the blackface. It's, all right. Other Spice Girls that almost were was Doo-Doo Spice, Cholesterol Spice, Roofie Spice, Big Toe Spice, Pterodactyl Spice, Spider Spice, Spicy Spice, Jackson 6 Spice? I don't know what that one is, but facts.net. But we're arguing the Spice Girls.
Did you not read the email?
Yeah. Contradictory Spice, and then Frank Spice. Yeah, Frank Spice was a big. Frank Spice is in all caps. I don't know why.
He wrote Brunette.
What's that?
Frank Ocean wrote Blonde. He wrote Brunette. I don't know. I'm reaching at this point.
In closing, T-Pain, you know.
All right, now point. For Spice Girls, Corinne Fisher and Rosebud Baker.
Okay, can I just get
of course.
A response?
Of course.
All right, hold on. Here's the facts. Thank you.
Are we still holding up the facts? We have more
okay,
facts.
Here's
oh my God, this is amazing.
Quick responses, okay, to these two behind me. T-Pain was voted Rolling Stone's 10 worst bands of the 2000s, guys. out of all the bands in the 2000s, they picked 10 and T-Pain was in it, okay? That's not a real fact, but you all believed me, so.
Like 100%.
Say you'll,
you get
say
it
you'll
from
be
facts
there.
On that.
Okay, yeah. He's, hold on a second. His name is Tallahassee Payne. It came from Tallahassee Payne, which he wouldn't have had to suffer so much of if he was born in England, like the Spice Girls. Also, T-Pain named his child Music because it's the first time that he made it. So,
oh, damn!
Okay, if we could play the song clip now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Kevin, you got it?
That's a good one. That's a good burn. Sweet.
Silence fell over the crowd.
Oh shit.
Okay, so what you are hearing is Say You'll Be There. That's the second consecutive number one hit for the Spice Girls right after Wannabe. Thank you very much. A lot of people coming up here with things that people are sampled on. They can't even... We had a chore to take three songs of an artist that we like. So if you're doing ones where it's featuring T-Pain, he doesn't even have more than one song to do. That's pathetic. As you all know, the music video for Say You'll Be There was inspired by Faster, Pussycat, Kill Kill, and Pulp Fiction, in which the girls, the Spice Girls, play techno warriors who use martial arts to take over power from a man who's trying to become between their friendship. I don't think T-Pain ever made a video with that depth. VH1 ranked this song and video the number 8 all-time greatest music video in history. Okay?
It's so good he hasn't even turned it off.
It's so good. Sean came on here naming a lot of fake Spice Girls. As we know, the only other Spice Girl there ever was Michelle Stevenson. She had to originally leave the band because her mom fell ill. Jerry Halliwell took over, and Jerry Halliwell can't sing that well, but she has the spirit. She kept persisting, and they let her in the band. These are all hard facts. Oh, these are all hard facts. Round two is hard facts, guys. You can't mess with numbers. They have the first six singles went to number one, the only female group to ever do this. Their film, Spice World, T-Pain doesn't have anything but a sex video, maybe. Grossed $151 million, even beating out Bieber at his peak, who made $99 million with Never Say Never. The Spice Girls performed at the Olympics in 2012, which is pretty recent. They have endorsements with Mercedes, Pepsi, Cadbury, Target, Hasbro, Domino Sugar, Victoria's Secret. I don't know what T-Pain has an endorsement with, but that tells you that people know the Spice Girls can sell their brand, they're respected, they're loved worldwide. The first group since the Rolling Stones to have two top 10 Billboard albums simultaneously, that's Spice and Spice World, if you're following along, and want to be hit number one in 37 fucking countries.
Time.
Thank you.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Tom, why don't you go first?
T-Pain doesn't even like boats. I just want to make that known.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Look. I think it's wrong to fuck animals. I'm going to go with Spice Girls. Today it said he fucked a mermaid. Isn't that half fish? That seems wrong.
That's a merm person.
Okay.
T-Pain has 7 number one hits and 2 Grammys. That's all.
Yeah, but with auto-tune, so he didn't sing any of them.
Oh, shit.
Spice Girls have a movie.
Did you just switch?
Yeah, wait, are you already shifting? Seems like somebody's ready to pull a Durant.
I forgot. T-Pain's got a movie.
All right, Joe?
I mean, I think it comes down to...
It's called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Oh, sorry,
no.
Are we dabbing?
I just think it's like, what are we going to trust, facts.net or hard facts the poster? You know? I think I got to go with the poster. You know, I got to go with the poster.
I know my vote doesn't matter, but can I just say, first of all, it seems that Jerry Halliwell replaced Michelle Mom Fell Ill.
What?
Hold for edit. Can we edit a live show? Is that possible?
Spice Girls wins! All right! Decent riff.
Wait. Can we get to join?
Wait, there's
Hold
a twist!
On, there's a twist!
A wrinkle!
You must lose one of your supporters. No, no, you do have the ability to pull a Durant. Spice Girls!
All right, that means it's time for the championship round. Everyone get on stage, all eight of you, for some reason.
I hope Kenny's still
here. Tim, come up here real fast.
Yes, Kenny. Yes.
I need you to count the. I need you to look at the ballots for me.
Didn't she say Michelle's mom fell ill?
Yes.
It was a good riff.
I mean, I think maybe it's better written down. Hard to say though.
Yeah, thank you, brother.
Aren't you supposed to be nice?
Can all I right. just say, this whole formation feels like we're all getting married, and these people are our
Well, we've brought you for a very, here for a very special reason, Joe.
Thank you.
So for our finals, oh my God, who could have guessed it? We have Spice Girls versus Hootie and the Blowfish. Holy shit. Did anybody here put that in your bracket? Oh my God, multiple people. This is the first time for this show. Holy shit. I think first up, because they just went, because the Spice Girls just went, I think we should go with Hootie first.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, let's, okay, so representing Hootie and the Blowfish, we have Josh Gondelman, Joe Zimmerman, Clark Jones, and Kenny DeForest. All right.
That's what they call the dream team in the biz. The biz of defending Hootie and the Blowfish at a show with 600 people at it. Let's play the song.
All right, let's hear the song, Kevin.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, people are dancing.
Clapping. Dancing.
Holy moly.
Yes. You know how to clap. White people clapping on the twos and fours. Holy shit. What do we have here? Hit it, Darius. Thank you. Audience, do it. Fade it out, Kevin.
Yeah.
I know you were already doing it, but I said it anyway.
Yeah.
Look. Nobody expected Hootie and the Blowfish to be in the finals. I mean, some people put it on their bracket, but it feels like a Carrie-esque prank. That's not why we're here. We're here to support an underdog band. I have nothing bad to say about the Spice Girls, except for they have a song about sex called To Become One, which is how a toddler describes her parents fucking. Just like, Mommy, Daddy, the two of you are one of you! Okay, whatever.
Perfect riff.
Thank you, Joe. Joe's gonna hype me.
I just have to hype Josh. Josh said nobody thought Hootie was gonna win. When I was facing up against Josh, as soon as I heard Josh's voice mixing with Darius's voice, I was like, Hootie's gonna win.
Thank you, Joe. All I have to say is the Spice Girls, they're a great group. Again, nothing bad to say about them. Hootie and the Blowfish, God, they're not good. But they're so good. Thank you.
I just think it's...
Unless if Clark and Kenny have something to say, they're
you have
welcome
anything to add?
I guess the only thing I'll say is there's way too many people on this stage right now. What is this, a Spice Girls concert?
Oh! Yeah. I think they have the same number of people. I don't know that you need to. I think it's like the same number of people as most bands.
Yeah. Joe, what do you think?
I just think it's weird that we're not hearing from Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle, do you have anything
Kyle,
to say? Get up
you
here.
You pick a side.
I'm just happy everyone's having a nice night.
Thank you, Kyle. Now, I'll leave it. Look, I'm gonna turn this over to Corinne to do her Moneyball presentation. And I will remind you that the Oakland A's, the team Moneyball is based on, never won a championship. Fucking go Sox, guy. Good
night. All right, that's Hootie and the Blowfish, everybody. Oh, man.
Well, we were supposed to be back for the Brooklyn Comedy Festival next month, but I don't think
we'll
they'll
see
happen
about
anymore.
All that. All right.
We're good.
Representing Spice Girls, we have Corinne Fisher, Caitlin Cook, Rosebud Baker, and Sean Patton!
All right. So that you guys liked that song, but I noticed that none of you... You went apeshit like Rosé was announced on tap, and then... No one knew any of the words, even in the first line, so I would like to now present my song, song number three. Thank you.
Kevin, you got it?
Okay, thank you. The energy in here was palpable, guys. When you're feeling sad and low, we will take you where you gotta go, okay? This is the lyrics to the song. And round three is about feelings, so this is fucking appropriate, okay? The Spice Girls inspired me. Hootie and the Blowfish was like background while you were fucking your first boyfriend or girlfriend, okay? The Spice Girls made you dance. They made you think. They inspired me. They inspired me so much that last year at age 32, I dedicated a real book that I bought here, published by a real company, HarperCollins. I dedicated it to them. It says, for the women who were strong and feminist when it was both in and out of fashion, Marcia Clark, Hillary Clinton, the Spice Girls, and of course, my mom. Okay?
Wow.
Thank you. They inspired me to be better people. They didn't just inspire that. They inspired me to write an editorial letter to the editor of the Star Ledger, which you know if you're from New Jersey, in which a man named Walter Scott trashed them, and I told him that he needs to get out of his fantasy world because the Spice Girls are so relevant, as we saw proved yesterday when they announced their reunion tour. I will be flying to the UK. Thank you so much. I also discovered a Tumblr passage called Nice Girls Finish Last, in which I talked about how the time I missed an opportunity to get a picture with Baby Spice Emma Bunton, okay? These people made me feel, they started a revolution, they influenced fashion, okay? Everyone sees a pair of platforms and thinks Spice Girls, they weren't the first to wear them, but they wore them the fucking best. So if you hear a Spice Girls song and you don't feel better about your life and yourself, I don't know what to do with you. Okay, spice up your life, everybody.
Wow. Okay, John, you guys are gonna. So we're gonna weigh in one final time, then we're gonna let the audience decide. But first, we're gonna weigh in. Let's hear from Tom Takkar.
Yeah. Oh boy, this is a great.
In our very democratic way of voting.
You guys are like the electoral college.
We are. Yeah.
So I have. I feel like we saw a great showing from both these teams. I didn't realize we were going to have a 4v4 at the end here, but
that certainly wasn't the plan.
But great showing out of both. I felt like Spice Girls really brought it home, but I really liked both teams a lot. I'm torn here. I'm truly torn. I don't know what you guys are going to do.
We're going to let our guest go last. I'll go second. I think there's something about comedy that I just love. So much, and I think this show has brought a lot of joy to my heart. I think this was such a great show, and I think everyone did great. I think Josh didn't bring a book.
Josh, next year, write a book.
Which is something I
did, dude.
But I don't know. I think they were both really great. Joe. What do you think? If the audience decides, it doesn't matter what we think.
Sorry. I just want to say that Rosebud...
Calm down.
Rosebud's holding a picture of the Spice Girls as dogs.
Yeah, and all of these dogs are probably dead now. So if you don't vote for us, you hate...
Why do you hate animals so much?
Yeah, fuck the monkey.
I don't know.
I love animals.
And what's the Hootie and the Blowfish movie?
Finding Nemo.
I believe it's a Get Out. That's what it's called.
I mean, Joe.
I
All right, Joe.
Wait.
Joe, end this madness, Joe.
Joe gets the final word before we take a poll. Joe, give the final word.
Well, I would just like to give a few more minutes to the men yelling.
Thank you.
Oh, no. All right, it's that time. We're gonna let the audience decide who won the finals, and then we're gonna figure out who had the perfect bracket because we have perfect brackets on both sides. So it depends on who gets. Yeah, yeah. There are perfect brackets.
Yeah, yeah. First time occurrence. So
Tom, you lead the charge.
All right, if you feel like we should give this thing to Hootie and the Blowfish, let's hear ya. That's Tim. He's a Patreon supporter. His vote doesn't count.
Okay, so that is where our audio cut out the last time. And I'll just tell you now, this is not a conspiracy on behalf of the Spice Girls, but we asked for the Spice Girls applause. It was raucous in the room, I'd say. They won very, very clearly after a tight battle from both squads here. But yeah, it was... Great showing for the Spice Girls. Your Battle of the Bands champion of New York Comedy Festival. Connor, you were at the show. What did you think?
It was an all right show.
Oh, come on, Connor. You had a great time. God damn it. Now I have to edit this out, too. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm going to leave it. Once again, thanks to everybody who came. By the way, we had two people tie with their brackets. I believe... Jordan Ashley came out on top by the end as our bracket champion. So, hey, you know, you can win this. It was our first time having someone make a perfect bracket, and we had two. So, you know, come out, fill out a bracket. It's a good time. What a fun show, though. Sorry again about some of the audio jumping around. Hopefully we can recover. We're going to put out the video at some point in some form, and that should have all the rest of it. But, yeah, thanks a ton. If you enjoyed... any of the guests, why don't you follow them? It was Caitlin Cook, Sean Patton, Joe Zimmerman, Josh Gondelman, Kenny DeForest, Clark Jones, and Rosebud Baker, and Corinne Fisher, who was our champion. Yeah, give those guys a follow and tweet at them that you enjoyed them on the show. It means a lot to them. They put in a lot of work for what was a fun show, but at the end of the day, still a live podcast, and we appreciate it. It's a lot of writing and preparation that goes into this dumb shit, and it leads to a fun show, but it's a lot of work. So yeah, show them your appreciation, guys. We appreciate you on behalf of Tommy and Piss Nation and Connor. He's sitting here eating. I'm Top Takara. Thanks again for listening. Rate and review the podcast if you have a good time, and jump on the Patreon. We appreciate the Patreon people because, like I said, we were able to pay people to do this show because of you guys, and we appreciate it big time. All right, thanks, guys. Keep it crispy. Oh, and thanks to Kevin also for doing our tech stuff. He's not the one who fucked up. We love him. Bye.